Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, guess what, Ryan?
What?
It's Football Land!
And what is Football Land?
Football Land. We're building the world's biggest football theme park
Not
in
just
Qatar.
Biggest.
Only.
And first.
And first. Only and first football-themed theme park
biggest
in
only
Qatar.
And first, yeah.
We've got about 25 square miles of Qatari desert to build this theme park on, and we've got over $1 billion to spend.
Two lonely travellers in the Qatari desert. One of them has an email in his inbox that gives him $1 billion. What's that shimmering in the heat haze? Is it a football theme park? I think it is. Hey, let's go check it out. What is this place? It's amazing. Is it Football Land? Yeah, it's Football Land. Definitely two words.
Okay, Ryan, you've got a ride. What is it?
It's Halloween.
Oh, yeah, Halloween. Soon. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
By the way, loads
All
of Christmas
Hallows
songs.
Eve.
Loads of Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Why do we not have any Halloween songs?
There are some, but when you do sort of put together...
The Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash, yeah.
So anyway, carry on with Halloween.
Do you know what surprises me most about the Monster Mash?
Go on.
Is that Monster Munch didn't come up with... some mashed potato that was Monster Munch flavoured and called it the Monster Mash.
They missed such a trick and now they're dead. They don't exist.
I would love pickled onion flavoured mashed potato.
Monster Mash. Oh my...
Can you imagine that?
Mate, that is amazing.
Yeah, beefy beef mashed potato.
Beefy beef.
I'm in.
Pickled onion,
pickled
mashed potato,
in.
Monster
they
Mash.
They had that spicy one as well.
Monster Smash. It's in a packet. You add water,
yeah.
Or you put it in the microwave.
You're telling me what I've just told you.
I'm just reiterating what you've told me.
Yeah.
Just, you know, so we're on the same page.
I just thought you were trying to take credit for the best idea I've ever had.
No credit. And also, we've got evidence because it's in this tape.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is a tape. It's analog. Yeah. So anyway, so what's your idea for Halloween?
Halloween. I'm calling this ride Freaky Friday Night Football.
Okay.
All right. Now, this ride brings together two things. That marketers or marketeers or marketing departments
or marketeers,
whatever you want to call them, they thought would really last. Two things that they thought had legs, would run and run and run, right? First is body swap comedies.
Yeah.
Massive in the 80s.
Huge.
Couldn't move for them.
No.
They loved them. You know, you had Freaky Friday, that was sort of late 70s, the original one.
Yeah.
But then then we had Vice Versa.
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold and Fred Savage.
Uh-huh.
Then we had Big.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of others. I mean, Big, this ride very much is kind of Freaky Friday and vice versa. It's the two people swapping actual bodies rather than sort of Tom Hanks waking up as a grown man.
Yeah.
And then obviously we had Freaky Friday, the remake in sort of 2003. But since then, not many body swap things.
No.
You know, they're mostly kind of, you know, not actually people swapping over. Tends to be people sort of, you know, being younger or stuff like that, right? And the second thing that marketers, marketing departments, you know, people that come up with stuff for you to buy.
Yeah, I know them. I know the word.
Was never, ever going to, you know, get old. Friday Night Football.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure anybody was that keen on it initially.
No.
It was sort of a championship thing, but they thought, you know what, we can do that in the Premier League and people will be really up for it. But do you know what, in truth... It's Friday night.
It's Friday night. There's We've got other things to do, for stuff. Goodness sake.
I think they knew this about, say, Sunday night football, right? Let's have a cut-off at about 5 o'clock, yeah. Right? Because, you know, Sunday night, sacred.
Absolutely. Let's watch Songs of Praise.
Exactly. You've got to watch your water cooler TV. Yeah, Country File. And anyway, so Freaky Friday Night Football brings together both of those things. I'm not quite sure on how this works, what the technology is, but I think we palm this off on Mark because he's not here again.
Okay.
But basically, what you do in this ride is you swap bodies
yep.
with a footballer.
Right.
Right.
Nuts and bolts. How do you do that?
Mark.
Right.
That's
okay.
For Mark to
answer. Fine.
Right. But I've got contingencies just in case, Mark, you know. But basically, don't forget you're still in football land.
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to swap bodies with a footballer, but you're in football land.
Okay. So they're not playing football. They're just walking around the park.
They're just walking around the park.
Right? Well, so you just glimpse yourself in the mirror now and then, like the reflection of a window.
Yeah.
So be like, hang on a minute. I'm Paul Rachubka.
Good choice, because this, I think, is important.
Cristiano Ronaldo, you'd get mobbed.
Exactly, don't. People might go Cristiano.
Yeah.
Biggest mistake they're going to make.
Biggest mistake. Even Rio Ferdinand. Yeah. I saw him in a Nando's in Didsbury, and a guy behind him was pointing like this and saying to his friends, look who I'm next to. And Rio Ferdinand turned round, and he tried to act all normal as if he hadn't been pointing at Rio Ferdinand behind his back, but it was too late.
Yeah.
And then Rio Ferdinand knew. And Rio Ferdinand would have felt very uncomfortable.
Exactly.
So that's too uncomfortable. Be someone like Russell Holt, the former West Brom goalkeeper. Exactly. Be him. Be someone who we can't even remember clearly who they played for without going to Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's like you get a flavour of being a professional footballer, but you don't have the chores. And the second aspect of it, that footballer is then...
You
looking after your family. So you've got to pick your footballer again, because some of them are a little bit randy.
John Terry.
You don't want
John Terry inside your body with you.
And then others are not too bright.
Oh gosh.
So you don't want to leave them in charge of your child. Because some of them can't cook for themselves or do the shopping for themselves, let alone look after a child.
Yeah.
So, you know, they might be, you know, you might happen upon your family or see them across there as you're signing autographs. And, you know, you've got Jack Grealish trying to sort of stuff your child head first into a cash dispenser. You know, into a vending machine.
I'm trying to think of who the ideal footballer would be to swap with, who's famous but not too famous.
Yeah. Responsible.
Who's responsible. And I think it's Ben Foster.
Yeah.
Because Ben Foster is adored by many clubs that he's played for.
Many.
He seems like a very lovely bloke.
He is.
Clever guy.
But not too clever.
But I'll tell you one thing he does, actually, that takes away from it. He once tweeted a picture of loads of peanut M&Ms he'd put in his hand, but he'd sucked the chocolate off of all of them and just left a load of soggy peanuts in his hand. And he wrote on the tweet, does anyone else do this? So, like, can you imagine if your wife suddenly saw you sucking all these peanut M&Ms and then just, like, having them in your big paw of a hand and then just offering them to your wife? I think that she'd get the ick, and that could spell the end of your marriage.
Yeah, so you've got to pick.
So Ben Foster would not be the person.
Yeah, and you don't
Darius Vassell would be good. Nice guy.
Not so bright.
I don't know if he's bright or not. I don't think he puts sweets in his mouth and then sucks them dry and then puts them back in his hand.
I think he's very gentlemanly, so I think he's going to, you know, if you're going for Aston Villa forwards, you're going to go Vassell over Agbonlahor.
Right.
You know.
What about Scott Parker? Seems to be quite a level-headed bloke, but I think he's a bit too serious.
And your wife might question why all of a sudden you've got into very tight-fitting suits.
Yeah, and just speaking like you're in the streets.
Yeah.
So very tough.
And so I think that word might get around about this, and that was a concern. So what I've done is I've enlisted the help of two of Sky Sports' currently most loved pundits.
Okay.
A sort of that burgeoning bromance that is sort of Micah Richards and Roy Keane.
Oh, gosh.
And to get you involved, to get you to see that actually swapping bodies can be fun.
Okay.
Roy and Micah.
Swap bodies.
Constantly in front of you. And Roy, you know, sort of all of a sudden realizes what it's like to laugh and to be carefree and, you know, to be quite hench rather than wiry.
Wiry versus hench, yes.
And Micah gets to kind of experience, sort of walk in another man's shoes.
Yeah.
He gets all of a sudden to realize the other side of things, why people might not be as happy and carefree as him.
Right. Because they're bitter and cynical.
Yeah,
and
he takes on all of Roy's...
Something clearly happened earlier in their childhood which made them violent and angry.
Yes. Yeah. And so they keep doing that and everybody goes, oh, look at Roy and Micah, they're having a great time.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this a go.
Kind of like the town mouse and the country mouse.
A little bit,
how long could they live in each other's bodies for?
Yeah.
Do you feel different in that body? Do you feel more hench? Do you feel...
It's a very existential question,
fitter?
Isn't it?
Do you feel fitter? Could you run around football land in like half the time? Could you go for a 10K jog around all the rides and see everything quicker? Because that is a selling point.
Yeah. You're the mind of you. But all of a sudden, you're in a great physical specimen.
Yeah.
So, absolutely, you could dart around football land doing all of the rides.
Yeah.
And you know what the great thing is?
What?
Your wife and children don't know that you've abandoned them to do that.
Uh-huh.
They're there with you, but they're just wondering why you're sort of drooling a little bit.
Right.
Why you've also
M&M's
why you've all of a sudden got a pension for really boring flavourless foods, very dry pasta and chicken with no sauce, you know what I mean, why you've got sort of questions about everything.
Why you've got questions about everything.
So that's Freaky Friday Night Football.
I think it's an absolute winner.
And I've got a couple of get out of jail free cards if Mark can't pull this off.
Go on.
One is it's just footballers,
right?
Just hang out with your family for the day,
okay?
And you do footballery stuff,
Okay, that so can work.
That kind of
more of a Mrs. Doubtfirey, aspect to
exactly.
It.
Yeah. Okay. So again, you're going to want to pick your footballer right this time because your wife knows it's that footballer. So you don't want to go for anybody too ripped or charming.
No,
that's one option. And then the other could be that you don't even have to go to football lands at all.
Uh-huh.
This could be kind of a proxy thing.
Uh-huh.
And what we do is if you find yourself watching Friday Night Football, we will pick you up in a car and take you elsewhere. cinema, like you said, pub with mates, maybe, you know, for an Indian, something that you've been looking forward to at the end of the week.
Instead of having to watch Crystal Palace versus Burnley.
And at the same time, if you're in the cinema watching a body swap comedy or even at home watching a body swap comedy, what we'll do is we'll come round and we'll put you in front of Friday Night Football.
Okay, yeah.
So lots of options.
Lots of options.
If Mark cannot pull this off, because he's not pulled off much yet.
I feel like plan A is very much the one.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of a sort of escort service whereby if you trigger watching the game on a Friday night, you're whisked to something more pleasurable.
Yeah.
Kind of a bit like Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
You know, this is what society is like outside and how better the world would be if you stopped watching football at every given opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm ready to vote. Yep.
All right. All right then. So all those in favour of Freaky Friday Night Football to be entered into Football Land or not Football Land, just as a kind of maybe something you buy on the Football Land website, say aye after three. 3, 2, 1...
Aye. Congratulations, Ryan. Yeah, congratulations.
Touch and go. And also very deep.
Oh, so deep. Deep. So deep.
Very deep.
Mark has written a note.
Yeah, in his absence, he's written a note again. You know, I guess it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
It's not on a receipt this time. No. It's on the back of a raffle ticket.
Oh.
Like a whole strip.
What, I'm assuming. Did he put his address on it?
No, he's just the pink.
Okay.
Assuming.
Do they end with zero? Because that's tombola.
Oh.
It might be a tombola ticket.
Maybe it's a tombola ticket. Yeah. It's a pink strip.
Okay.
I'm assuming he didn't win.
Sure.
And he's just, you know, he likes saving paper.
Oh,
that's one thing. That's a good thing we can say about
absolutely.
Mark. So basically, God, his handwriting so bad. Hold on.
It's like a GP.
Yeah. It's. I thought it was the right way. I've got it upside down. As it's Halloween, how about the horror tackle?
Right.
He's wrote horror tackle in all caps.
Okay. What font? R.L. Stein font?
No, I mean, it's handwritten, this.
Oh, so. Of course. You don't write handwritten in different fonts, do you?
No. I mean, you could try, but they never really look as good.
You can't do Comic Sans.
He said, now, it could be one of those lunging challenges that make a leg go rubbery.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Or it could be a nasty eyeful you get in the team bath.
Uh-huh.
Your choice.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. The horror tackle.
The horror tackle.
Well, there's been plenty of horror tackles down the years, many that have ended careers, and I'm actually surprised a film hasn't been written about it.
That's true.
Or, I believe, though, a book was written about it by Steve Bruce.
Ooh.
I think one of his Bruce trilogies, which many podcasts seem to just read from in the hope of content.
Yeah.
I think the third one was about a tackle on the field.
Ooh.
But I don't want to talk too much about it because I feel the Steve Bruce trilogy of novels has been sort of squeezed like a sponge, you know.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can get out of it.
And don't forget, Mark has also thrown in there that this actually might be just a glance at some deformed genitalia.
Yeah.
So, right.
That would be a good horror film with genitalia so horrific that you would turn to stone looking at it.
Ooh.
A Greek tragedy.
Yeah.
Have you seen the film Teeth, where they had the dentitis or whatever it was called?
Yeah. With teeth, yeah.
That's the closest genital horror film I can think of.
Yeah.
But certainly not football related. But
no.
Roy Keane, imagine his penis had little teeth on the end.
Oh, yeah.
Would you go and
have a closer look?
Would you look at it? Would you look at that? Could it be... where, you know, when you go into shopping centres and you put your feet in swimming fish tanks and they like bite all your dead skin. Could you go into football land, there's fish tanks with, and instead of fish biting away your dead skin, it's the genetically altered penises of horror tackle footballers.
Yeah, you...
penis with teeth.
You get in the team bath.
Yeah.
It's got to be a team bath.
It's got to be a team bath,
could be like, on the outside, it could be a Turkish bath.
Yeah.
So it's like baths. That's all it says.
Right.
And you're like, okay, that must be the team bath. Let's go in. It's a bit steamy.
It is a bit steamy.
And you think through the steam... and you think through the steam that you see... footballers you recognise, and you're like,
Keno.
Right. So Keno's in there. Yeah, they're all in there, and you're like, right.
Stig Tufting.
Yeah. So you get quickly, you know, shirts off, like, you jump in, you leap in.
Yeah.
You're not really sure why or what you're, but you're like, I'm at football land, I've got to experience everything.
Yeah.
And so maybe you don't jump in fully, maybe you just dip a toe.
Dip
and
a toe in, dip a foot in, yeah.
All of these toothed penises.
Piranha-like. Penis-y fish.
Come up and start nibbling on your foot, and you're like, oh. And you maybe it's not, ooh, maybe it's more like, first. Because you're like, I wasn't expecting that.
No.
But then they're like, it's still very misty and you can't make them out. So maybe it's not the actual Roy Keane and so but people we've made look like them.
Absolutely. Not clones, but just a lot of work done on these people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Look-alike is with a bit of extra work. And they basically go, it's okay.
Yeah.
This is a pedicure treatment.
Yeah.
And
look at your feet. How smooth are they?
Yeah, just from that one nibble.
Yeah.
That was Roy's willy.
Yeah, with teeth on the end.
With teeth on the end.
Yeah.
Now, I like that.
Right? Because, it does tick all the boxes.
It ticks all the boxes. It says that, you know, you've gone for aggressive footballers in Roy and Souness. So they could also, if you try and escape the bath, they could, you know, scythe you down.
Yeah.
break your legs, a bit like Misery. So you can't leave.
Yeah.
You know.
Until the treatment's done.
Until
all of that dead skin has been eaten off by those toothy penises. And that the dead skin nourishes those penises. It makes them grow.
Yeah,
and like every like man, you know, would love just for a day a penis the size of a wheelbarrow. Like that is the dream of these.
The size of a wheelbarrow, or so big that you've got to put
carried,
it in.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Dead skin adds to these.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
And that's why they eat it. That's what's in it for them.
There is one thing we're going to have to guard against with this. And that's we're going to have to bar Gazza.
Yeah.
Because.
But he's not a hard man.
No.
He was a magician.
But he has a penchant for looking at other men's genitalia and passing comments on it and also asking if he can hold it.
Also, he did provide a horrible tackle of his own, but he ended up getting so injured he had to leave the game and he was out of, you know.
Again,
from the 1991 semi-final, FA Cup semi-final.
Left his leg in, didn't he?
He left his leg in.
So for those reasons, I think we definitely bar Gazza from this. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to be... You're not going to be getting your feet nibbled on because Gazza's going to be petting all the penises.
Mm.
That's bad for business.
That is.
No Gazza and a steamy...
A steamy bath.
Steamy bath.
You know, shopping centres nowadays, because of hygiene reasons, they don't have those fish tank descalers anymore.
No.
Right? So actually, people going to football land, they will want this treatment.
There's a market
because
for it,
there's
people,
a hell of a lot of people nowadays
people
with very
big.
Dry feet. Yeah.
It got very, very big.
It got very big and then it was taken away from us.
Yeah.
Like a rug from under your feet.
Yeah.
And these feet are now calloused.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of calloused feet going to football land, especially if you're plodding around, you know, in
it's
the...
It's very dry as well.
Very dry. Very dry. Mm. A lot of air conditioning. Those feet is going to be cracked.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to have a lot of business of people wanting to go in and just de-crack their feet at the at the penis of Souness.
Yeah.
You know, and my only question is, how do you get the little teeth on? And how do you actually construct the penis so that it nibbles other things? But I don't think it was ever explained why vaginas had teeth in the film Teeth.
No. And also,
so do we even need to explain?
Well, that's it. They never really explain why they grew that ear on that mouse.
No. Scientists just did it at lunchtime for a laugh, and that mouse no longer can go to loud events. It has to live in libraries where it's quiet.
Yeah, and you know, so in the kind of post-Brexit age that we're in, there's lots of scientists out of work.
Mm.
So I reckon if we put an ad out going scientists wanted, preferably with experience of mouse ears, and then we get them over to Qatar, then... And they're all in a room and we brief them.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be up for this.
I think so too.
Particularly with unlimited money because scientists love money.
They love money. Because, you know, that's why they all fight for the Nobel Prize. Not because it's the prestige.
Mm.
It's because it's like a million Swiss coins, Swedish coins.
Yeah.
They're not called krona. Are they called krona?
I think they're called
krona. A million krona.
Krona.
Or guineas.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what the currency is in Sweden, but it's like magic.
No.
But it's money, okay? That's all you need to know.
They have a resource-based economy in Sweden.
It's like Bitcoin.
Yeah, but with dill.
Mm.
So you have to give dill.
You have
They're
to give...
Like, how many dills for that trainer? They're like, I will take the two dills.
Yeah.
And then the guy takes the dill and he instantly puts it on whatever he's eating or drinking.
That's right, exactly right. And that's why their alcohol is so expensive.
Yeah.
Because they even don't know what their currency is.
No.
It's like, lads, you could have joined the euro.
Yeah.
You decided against it.
Yeah.
You've got a magical currency that nobody understands. But you still, for some reason, are the bosses of the Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
So good for you in cornering that market.
Yeah.
Kind of a bit like Switzerland with their clocks. Well done. So scientists, they want money.
They want money.
They want money.
And I think that, you know... I think the obvious thing is we can kind of give them a hand because some scientists, they go off on one, don't they? They think they know everything about everything. But I think here we can just sort of tell them, go, look, lads and ladies, we thought about this.
Yeah.
We just want, like the ear you did with the mouse.
Yeah.
We want
so good
piranha teeth on a penis.
Yeah. And we want that penis to ingest it into its body.
Yeah.
To grow itself.
And its body is a penis.
A bit like the game Snake. On a Nokia.
Yeah, very much like Snake.
And we'd like it to be still attached to the body of a man who has had plastic surgery to look like a former horror tackle merchant.
Yeah. Now, I'm not 100% convinced that this is what Mark envisaged.
But it's too late because it's time to vote on it.
But this is what you get when you send your idea on the back of a raffle ticket.
Okay, so all in favour of Mark's horror tackle idea, say aye. 3, 2, 1, aye. Congratulations, Mark. Rest in peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So this is called Fake Shakes.
It's
a milkshake stand.
Mm.
And it's easy to get a milkshake.
Shakes. Mm-hmm.
But to get your milkshake, you have to sit down and talk to a fictitious consortium about investing their money into you to...
Are they dressed as milkshakes?
They're dressed as Middle Eastern businessmen.
Oh.
They are the fake shakes.
Oh, yeah.
So basically it's part milkshake stand, part panorama documentary / news of the world sting.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go up to your milkshake stand and milkshakes are plenty.
Yeah.
You choose whatever milkshake you'd want.
Yeah, peanut butter and banana.
Peanut butter, banana. Crucially, milkshakes that take around half an hour. Ooh. To mate. So peanut butter is really hard because it takes ages, doesn't it? Peanut butter milkshake.
Yeah.
You've got to wash out the pots and you've got to spoon a lot of... And if it's hard peanut butter from the fridge, it's hard to get it in.
Yeah.
Same with ice cream. If you haven't got a scoop, very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. So maybe the ice cream's thawing.
Yeah.
Because you can't get it out of the tub.
Very
give it 15.
Tough. Give it 15. So they say... Oh, do you want that milkshake that you've just chosen? Oh, that's going to take a little bit longer than we envisaged.
Yeah.
Would you like to come and sit in this room just to wait?
Because,
you know, it's hot out here in Qatar.
Yeah.
Come into this air-conditioned room.
Yeah.
It's a hotel room.
Oh.
With a nice coffee table. Have a sit down on the chaise longue.
That's fine. We can put it near the international break.
Exactly.
And then it's less...
Less infrastructure.
Yeah, and less... Questionable.
Less questionable. Yeah, come and have a seat in here.
Yeah.
Your shake will be ready in half an hour.
Yeah.
You go in.
Uh-huh.
You sit down on the chaise longue.
Oh.
The coffee table's there.
Yep.
You've got a pint of wine in front of you.
Ooh.
You know, like, no holds barred.
Yeah.
And in comes a Middle Eastern businessman.
Yeah.
Because that's obviously, you know, you'd expect that in Qatar.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they like desserts. They've got a sweet tooth.
They do have a sweet tooth. I mean, some of the greatest desserts in history come from that region.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some of the greatest sweets as well.
Yeah, yeah.
In comes a Middle Eastern businessman.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah.
I thought this was unoccupied, this room.
Mm.
I'm just waiting for my own milkshake. Oh. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
May I sit down? Of course you're going to let them sit down. Of course you are.
Yeah, well, it would be rude not to. What reason have you not...
I mean, there's no reason. It's polite. And, you know, you're in a waiting room, essentially.
Sitting on your chaise longue?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Or just over, just across from you.
Oh, so he's got his own.
There's two chaise longues.
Oh, two chaise longues?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two chaise longues don't make a right.
And you get talking.
Mm-hmm.
Because this bloke's affable, lovely man,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Got a few things to say. Very a natural, charismatic person. You know, he will talk. So
yeah.
You talk to him, get talking. Then they start telling you about a business opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That opportunity is a shady opportunity. It involves
Ooh.
Owning a part of some Argentinian footballers that are coming Ooh. Over to the UK. These players are coming from Boca Juniors, or they're coming from Rosario, or Newell's Old Boys.
Yeah, Newell's Old Boys.
Or Huracan. Yeah. And they're being scouted right now. They're only 19. Yeah. They're being scouted by a couple of Premier League clubs. And this is a perfect opportunity to get in at the bottom floor of an investment.
Yeah.
Okay. You get interested. You're like, yeah, but I don't have any money. I mean, you know, we're just a family of four from Tamworth near the Snow Dome. And he says, don't worry. Don't worry. Because we had actually like to funnel the money through you.
Yeah.
You're a front. You're a front for us and you can cream off some of the investment, okay?
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to you, they are a... they rip off their clothing.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, I'm not a Middle Eastern businessman after all. I'm indeed the fake sheikh from the Stings during the noughties and the 90s working for the News of the World and I can't remember my name. Because I bet that guy would still do it. Because he, you know, he went to prison over it, didn't he?
I think he did for a little bit.
Yeah,
probably one of those.
You know, he was a great investigative journalist. He managed to get a lot of scoops like Sven and all of that.
Yeah.
Kind of a bit like Rio's World Cup wind-ups, but more serious.
Yeah.
Fair to say?
Yeah.
Fair to say.
I think he probably was a little bit embarrassed that kind of Kevin Novak kind of phone jacker sort of staged him.
Yeah, absolutely.
At every moment.
Absolutely.
Like he was better at convincing people that he was somebody else.
Yeah.
With no journalistic credibility or anything, you know what I mean?
That's right.
They went to let him out of prison. Yeah. He went, no, stay here.
Stay here.
Because other people do
this better.
We
are going to bust him out of that prison. I think it's Wormwood Scrubs in London.
Like the 18.
Which, by the way, does not have very good transport links. I used to play five-a-side just around the corner from there.
Yeah.
You have to walk about a mile in either direction to get to a tube. He's not going to be happy with that at all. Okay, we say to him, come to Football Land, work on our milkshake stand, do your magic, your charismatic magic, your charismagic, and basically take part in these fake stings about 12 times a day. Because there's going to be 12 punters buying these.
Yeah. Only 12.
Maybe it's one milkshake out of all of the... If you trigger that milkshake, that's like, that one takes half an hour. Come with us into this room, okay? So it's not every milkshake, because otherwise it would be unsustainable as a business.
Yeah.
He reveals himself, takes all of his clothes off, and he says, I am the fake shake. You've been filmed secretly, covertly on this camera for Paranorama.
Does he have to be naked?
Yeah, he takes all of his clothes off.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You say, oh my God, am I in trouble? Am I going to be arrested?
Yeah.
He says, relax, relax. This was all a ride on Football Land. Mm. It's the fake shake experience. Here's a copy of you agreeing to this shady illegal consortium business dealings over an Argentinian footballer. Come and have your milkshake. And then you go outside. By that time, 30 minutes has elapsed. Your peanut butter and ice cream milkshake has been made.
Yeah.
And you can go along around on your day and you've got a key ring with a USB.
Ooh.
And on that USB is a MP4 of your covert video footage as a memento. Now, it will cost quite a lot of money to do all of this.
Yeah.
So I'm pricing that exact milkshake, the peanut butter and peanut butter and ice cream milkshake.
Ooh.
at about $175.
Yeah.
For a milkshake, just to cover the costs of the chaise longues, the fake shake himself. Although we have busted him out of prison.
Yeah.
So maybe we don't have to pay him anything. Or maybe he could just live on expenses or be in exile, a bit like Julian Assange.
Yeah, or like the A-Team, for sure. I think I don't think we need to pay him anything. I was thinking the shakes, the milkshakes themselves could be fake. So the rest of the business. So, yeah, if you pick the peanut butter and ice cream milkshake, you trigger the fake shake experience.
Yeah.
But the rest of the shakes, I think, should be a bit like those jelly beans that were like horrible flavours.
Yeah.
You know, one tasted like dust.
Yeah.
One tasted like, you know, kind of dog farts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, no. And it's a bit like those, or like when you go and get a kind of a wing roulette.
Yeah.
And there's one spicy one.
Yeah.
I think that the whole board itself, to get a drum up a bit of, you know, kind of interest in the fake shake as a place, I think you've got loads of mystery flavours and you think you're getting chocolate, but it's not. It's that kind of, if it's sort of like, you know, toenail clipping flavour, then, oh, John, taste this. Oh, and people do, don't they? And they end up tasting it again. Even though they knew that it was disgusting, they just needed to check.
Yeah.
I think that, we can get a lot of we can get a lot of interest that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. The novelty pull in.
Maybe
that's
there's
huge.
Only one shake that's actually a flavour that you could digest.
The one shake that's real brings about the fake shake.
Yeah.
So you cannot avoid a fake shake. You either have a fake shake itself, the fake shake, or you have the real shake, but it's fronted by the fake shake. All right, well, let's have a vote.
Yeah, I think, let's do it.
All in favour of fake shakes, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Just what is it that you want to do? We won't go football land. And we want to have a good time.
All right. That's it for Football Land.
Wow.
Whoa. What a scary time we've had. It's been a very scary episode for Halloween. Very moral. Very moral.
I feel like we've...
psychologically scary.
And we've learnt a lot about ourselves and society.
A bit like Black Mirror.
But better.
Well, better than 45% of Black Mirror episodes, I'd say. There's a few duds, is what I'm saying to you.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying to you.
And so, and this was free.
Exactly. It was free.
You didn't need
you didn't
to,
have
Netflix.
To, there wasn't Netflix.
Subscription or anything.
Please join our Patreon, patreon.com/footballland. Chuck us a few quid. And you too can have a ride submitted by yourself to us and we will talk it over.
Yeah,
and if you give us enough money, we will make you a sponsor of the Football Land car park.
Not just the car park. You'll get your very own car park.
Exactly. You get your own car
and
park.
You just call it whatever you want. And we need a lot of car parks because they're very small.
Yeah, car parks are small and this football land is big.
It's big.
That's the difference.
And it's very popular and people are going to want to drive there because it's very far out of Doha.
You need to drive. You need to get your hire car.
Yeah.
Forget. Make sure you get that
Get
the insurance.
Pepe is going to shit on that car.
Okay, all right.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay. And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.